Welcome to Men Power Talk Radio. I'm your host, the 101 guy, Ronnie Venable. Our show is designed to empower men over 40 to learn to get out of our own way and live the fantastic life we dream about. The primary focus of Men Power Talk Radio is to build a huge network where men can share successes, failures, challenges, joys, fears, and tears as we travel the road to success. Congratulations to all of the fathers in the world as we are celebrating Father's Day this weekend. Some of you will be surrounded by your kids and your family, and some of you may only be able to send prayers for the safety of your kids as they serve their countries, work their jobs, or go about their daily life. Our guest today is Willie Venable. He's a special person in my life and has been my mentor for over 40 years. He helped me learn what to do, and more importantly, what not to do as we were growing up. He hired me for my first job as a paperboy and has always been an entrepreneur. After years of managing other people, he longed for the peace of no longer babysitting adults and eliminating stress from attending the many required managers' meetings. He found that he could be very productive, control his destiny, and enjoy life while running his own businesses. He's the owner of Venable's Discount Sales and also a tax specialist for a major firm. Willie, thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with our listeners. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm fine, Ronnie, and I'd just like to start off by thanking you for this opportunity and privilege. And after such a heartfelt introduction, I need a minute or two to recompose myself.
We're just going to jump right in this morning. Can you share with our listeners a little bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Well, you know, when I ask, I describe myself as a self-made entrepreneur. I manage all aspects of a sole proprietorship in sale and distribution of authentic designer fragrances at below retail prices. And I say authentic because there are a lot of knockoffs and replicas out on the market, and we like to inform our customers that this is the real deal when they're shopping with Venable's Discount Sales. We further try to authenticate the realness of our business by being active members of the Better Business Bureau, and we proudly display their seals on our correspondence and our website.
When your shoppers shop with you, they know they're getting the real deal because you are. How long have you been a member of the Better Business Bureau?
I think for 12 of the 13 years that we've been in business.
Now, why did you decide to go into this business, this particular business?
Well, in my pursuit of an MBA, I took several business management classes, and during one of those classes, the instructor lectured on the importance of reaching one's full financial potential. He explained that as long as we work for someone else, we'd never reach our full potential. And, you know, that thought stuck in my mind. And while managing someone else's business for over 14 years, the thought continued to resurface. Finally, I began to attend seminars and workshops that were designed to aid people who had a desire to become self-employed, and the rest is history. Then, you know, as I reflect back on my college years, I realized that I needed to find something that I thought would be both beneficial financially and something that I enjoyed doing. And I think that's important for anyone pursuing a business. After doing some initial brainstorming, I thought I'd take a trip to Los Angeles and visit the Market District to try to get an idea of what it was I thought would be interesting endeavor for me to pursue. You know, it wasn't just a one trip. After a couple of trips and looking at all the various options, I decided to concentrate my efforts on a product that I thought would be relatively easy to move and wouldn't require a lot of startup capital. Then, as time would have it, after considering all the factors, I chose designer fragrances. As a result, for over 13 years, the company has grown from a one-on-one sales operation to now a wholesale retail distributor, and we have two online websites.
Great. It sounds like you took some time to do some research. Just as a frame of reference, how much time did you spend on research? Because starting any business, research is a key component.
Well, it varies. Probably 6 months to a year, going to the seminars and referring back to some of the management-related courses that I took in graduate school. I knew the importance of a business plan. I attended the Chamber of Commerce here in Houston sponsored some special seminars geared toward leading entrepreneurs in the right direction before jumping in the water. So I got just safely say approximately a year's time.
Okay, well, good deal. So you spent that year in research, found a niche for yourself, went into that niche, and that's fragrances, colognes?
Yes, fragrances, colognes, perfumes, and they vary in their concentration. Toilettes, colognes, and perfumes that are the standard variations of body fragrances.
What was most important to you in deciding to work from home?
Well, thinking back about that college course and being able to reach my full potential and not have to worry about the biases and prejudices perhaps of others, I wanted to control my own destiny, and I felt that the best way to do that was to start a business and manage it myself.
Is it very time-consuming?
Well, I think the time factor is relative. Starting up, it took a lot of processes you had to set in place. But, organization is one of the keys that I think, and time management are keys to a successful business. And over time, the trade-off is I have more personal time to myself as long as I manage my business and don't let outside distractions interfere with what I need to do.
Okay, well, Willie, many of our listeners may not be at the point where they're ready to just jump into it. So is it possible for you to give a brief look at your daily life? On a daily average, what does your life look like?
To be quite honest, my days start with a brief devotional period where I give thanks to God for all the blessings that He's sent my way and continues to send my way. And following that, I move in the business side of my day, and that begins with reviewing email. I check for online orders and other customer correspondence. Realize that, customer service and customer contact is a very key element or factor in the success of our business. So we try to correspond and stay up to date with what's going on with, staying in touch with them and keeping them informed of the products and the availability that we have on hand.
Well, I'm glad you brought that out, because many people decide to go in business and think that they are the business, when in fact it's our customers and clients that are our business. And when we quit reaching and serving our customers and clients, then our business starts to decline. Is that a correct statement?
I agree with you 100%, because one of the goals here again, and I really value education and training. One of the things that I think is Peter had in his book, Managing Excellence. He says, just satisfying customers is as if you just want to exist. But our goals are to meet and exceed customers' expectations. And that, in my opinion, has helped us over the years retain loyal customers, who a lot of them have become customers/friends. So that's a deeper commitment and just makes it a lot easier to move our product.
So if I'm hearing you correctly, building relationships is key for any business.
I think it's very essential. That leads back in one of the importance of personal appearance and why that cologne came in, because people form impressions. The initial impression is something, a driving factor in establishing relationships. So if you start off with a good impression, and then continue that by actively communicating with your clients, you're more likely to maintain a stable, long-term relationship.
Well, 13 years in business definitely means that you've maintained relationships. Now, what advice would you give anyone that's planning to transition from a job? They're currently working a job, and they're thinking about starting a home-based business.
Well, while self-employment, I think, is a great deal, mind you, it can be risky. As you know, over 55% of all business fail within the first 5 years. So I think one of the first things I would advise is to have a written business plan, a written plan of action. Review your short-term financial obligations, research the business, consider your long-term financial goals. Then once you've done that, conceptualize your dream, further develop and revise your action plan, then set the ball in play to begin your effort to becoming financially independent.
Okay, so that's the big key and a big goal for most businesses is become financially independent. But in reality, a lot of times we go out and start businesses only to find that we've created another job for ourselves, in that the financial independence doesn't come easy. There's a price to pay to get that independence. Is that correct?
Well, yes, Ronnie, but you have to put things in perspective. Nothing, when you go to work for someone else, it's not an easy task. There's obligation. But there are some additional, for me, you asked earlier, one of the benefits, gratification in being able to accomplish something in spite of trials, difficulties, setbacks, to stay focused and to accomplish something through my own self effort. So I think that the involvement and commitment well pays speaks for itself.
Now, if someone is sitting on a fence and they're currently working the job, they actually like the job security and dislike their boss or what they're doing or the commute, what advice would you give them to help that transition, to look at their life and compare where they actually want to be? Because on Men Power Talk Radio, what we ask is for everyone to live their dream life. So it may be something that they actually want to do, but haven't found the right incentive to transition into their dream life. So you, from a dream job, from a job to living the life on your terms, what advice could you give them?
Well, Ronnie, I one of the first things that comes to my mind, you mentioned something that you said about sitting on the fence. It's a sign of hesitation or uncertainty. And so what I encourage people is to remove those blinders. Don't allow the limitation of others to limit you. Surround yourself with inspiring, self-motivated people. And it's not going to be an easy task, so don't accept failure as a defeat, but as a learning experience. And I just admonish you to try and try again.
Well, that's actually excellent. One thing that you learn, or that I've found that's very important when you try anything new that you haven't done before, don't expect to go out and be a success right off the bat. There was a learning curve, and you touched on it when you went into your research. You put in over a year of research defining where you were going and how you were going to get there and what field you were going into. And there are so many people that decide one day that they're fed up with their job and decide that they're going to go into business for themselves. And in the end, they realize that it's not that quite that simple.
Well, you know, Ronnie, I know it sounds repetitive, but I continue to think back not only with my college experience or business in the business arena, but I worked as a manager, operations and mid-level and upper-level manager for a major corporation. And you just can't do some things overnight. You have to have plans. You must research when you're thinking about investing your capital. And if you want it to pay off for it to be beneficial, you need to invest that time to make sure you see all the pitfalls and find contingency plans to try to avoid those to the best of your ability. Commitment and dedication in the long run will pay off if you do the appropriate groundwork to start up your business.
Well, thank you very much. We actually started with Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill to lay the groundwork for success. So our listeners actually have started with a solid base, and we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to share with our listeners. Now, let me ask you, if our listeners wanted to contact you, how could they do that?
Well, of course, we always promote our website. We're listed. Our identifiers, I can provide you with a link, but just for the sake of the listeners, it's, of course, the 3 W's, VenablesDiscountSales.com. It's all one word. We have both our fax, email addresses, and telephone contact listed there. Now, that sounds a bit wordy to say Venables Discount Sales, but based on feedback from our customers, we have an alternate website that makes it that's a lot more relative to the name, to what we do, and it's fragrancesgalore.us. So that's a lot easier, perhaps, to remember, so you have a choice of the two websites to access contact information for us.
And is there anything you can do special for our listeners? Are you running any specials, or if they contact you and say, I heard you on Men Power Talk Radio, is there any kind of type of discount or shipping or free shipping, or what could you do for our listeners?
I'm just amazed you asked that. Currently, we're running a Father's Day special. We're giving away a $100 shopping spree for any customer that makes an online purchase. And in addition to that, because you have been a customer and a fellow coworker, what we'll do is anyone that responds and orders and references this talk show, we'll give them an additional 10% discount off our already discounted prices. So I hope that's something that will inspire people to, you know, check our site out to see what we do, purchase something. We have a large selection of both men and women fragrances. We ship free of charge within the continental USA, so go for it, and we hope to hear from you, and let us know whether you buy anything or not. We'd love to love your feedback and comments. Or the alternate that's probably a little easier to remember is fragrancesgalore.us.
Well, Willie, thanks again for taking time out of your schedule, and sharing with our listeners, and we appreciate you very, very much, and we look forward to having you back on our show again. Thank you.
Well, Ronnie, thank you so much, and I enjoyed participating.
You are listening to Men Power Talk Radio at www.menpowerradio.com. That's MENPOWERRADIO.com. I encourage you to share this broadcast with your family and friends as we continue building our success network. If you like what you're hearing on Men Power Radio, I invite you to share the Famous Kitchen Table Talk Radio Show at www.womenpower.com with the women of your life. Raven Blair Davis, my friend and mentor, shares her vision of how life is just beginning. Let's make the world a better place to live. This is Ronnie Venable, the 101 guy, signing off with Enjoy Life. Have fun.